That when you only do tshuva meira, that you're only afraid of Hashem, or you're afraid to get punished because of that, about it's called the good tshuva, but then it only helps that the mezid goes away. It's only called like it did a b'shoigig. But it doesn't mamish make it like a schus. To make the avera like a schus mamish, then you have to have tshuva meyava. Rabbat is a tremendous chiddush to say that the avera itself, this doinus not like his chuyas. Mamish comes like a schus. There's a very shver zach. But the most you learn like the Mesil Tashom learns. And when you do tshuva, you take away the averus. Like a chacham zoiker and neder. So good, with that with your mind now, you feel bad you did it, you take away the thoughts in your mind, that's a chiddush as if you take away the maisa. But that's all. So you're taking away the bad action you did. But why should it be kishchus? Why should you have a schus out of it? And we'll soon see, mamish get brachas because of it. So it's shvet to say that it means, one prat is, true, you're doing a mitzvah tshuva. Like if you wouldn't have done the chet in the first place, you wouldn't have done the mitzvah tshuva. So you don't have this mitzvah tshuva. Now that you did the aver and you're doing tshuva, you have a mitzvah tshuva added to it. But it's not mashma. It's mashma kishchuy. It's mashma not only because you're doing mitzvah tshuva, but the actual aver itself. Now when you do tshuva, your mamash turns into a schus. Tremendous chiddush. I don't know the exact shot. Why? It was a tremendous chiddush here. And if you do it meyavu, that's the chiddush. Your mamash comes kishchus. Like next gemara and Omer Reb Shmuel ban Achimeni Omer Reb Yenisin. Gedoyle tshuva, tshuva is so great. Shema reches shenoisef shalodim. It gives you a long life. You live longer because you did tshuva. Shenemah the pasuk says, "V'shuv rosh mirushasai hu yichye." He's going to live. Remember the pasuk we had before. In other words, that the pasuk if you do tshuva, well, not the same pasuk, different pasuk. But according to the pasuk, it means if you do tshuva meyava, if you do real tshuva, it's like we had before, it's going to be like a schus to you. You're going to gain on the deal. Now that you're doing tshuva, your mamish is going to live longer. So it doesn't only mean you're going to live longer, because if you didn't do tshuva, you'd have the avera. So the machum is the avera, you would die early. Now that you're doing tshuva, you're taking away that avera, the oinish you're going to live. It's not mashta, that's mashta more than that. True, avad, you take away the avera. But if you took away the avera, not only do you come back to the way you were before, but you're even going to have a schus now that you'll be able to live longer. Whereas tshuva, mamish helps you along. Tremendous chiddush. Amr Rabbi Yitzchok, Amr Rabbi Marov, said in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei the Rabbo, Bar Mori, Bo Rei, come and see, Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas Vadom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas character is better than our character, the way we are. Midas Bas Vadom, how does a person act? Maknet Es Chaveru, if you chepezich, you bothered your friend. You made your friend angry at you. Vidvorim, Afilu Yoni said bad things to him. He spoke bad about him. So now, Sofik Mispaya Semenu, Sofik Eim Mispaya Semenu. If you want to go ask him, Mechilu, you say you're sorry, please forgive me. It's doubtful if he'll forgive you or not. Even if you want to say maybe he will accept your forgiveness, your Mechilu, of a Sofik Mispayas Bedvorim, Sofik Eim Mispayas Bedvorim. Maybe he won't accept your peace, or if you do it only with words, maybe he'll have to give him money, he'll have to give him a present. It's doubtful of just the fact you talk to him and say you're sorry, if he'll accept it. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu, but by Kodesh Baruch Hu is not that way. In other words, by a person, we understand if somebody's angry at you, he has a grudge against you, the grudge doesn't go away. Even after Yeskin from Mechilin, and it says, yes, I'll be Mechilin, we know the people still bear a grudge. To get the grudge out of you, you have to do a lot. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu is not that way. Odem Oyver Aveira Beseiser. Somebody does an Aveira privately, is Mispayas from Menabed Vorum. If you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafayit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva, just with the dvorim, you say, and as he was a chet, and vidui, you speak out vidui with words alone, Hashem accepts it. He's mafayit. Shinyam the Pasuk says, k'chui mochem dvorim, v'shuv el Hashem. Stand by taking dvorim and saying tshuva, you could return close to Hashem. V'lo yoy, not only this, Hashem asked k'loi toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a thank, he's thanks you for doing tshuva. Shinyam ha-bekach toiv, like you're taking something good, he did something good by doing tshuva. That's how great Hashem is, greater than our midas. Not only this, El Shemal Olav Akos, the apostle talks about you, Kilu Hikrif Purim, as if you brought a curb and you brought an ox. Shenem, the apostle says, Nushalma Purim Sposenu. The fact we speak out with our mouth is considered as if we brought a power, we brought a curb. Shema Taima, maybe we would say Pori Chayva. True, what do you mean you brought a korban? Like if you did a chet that you were supposed to bring a korban for. Like as man is there, we don't have kabonis, so if you do tshuva, that's considered like you brought the korban. But maybe only a korban that you have a chayv to bring. Talmud Loimen, no, the pasuk says, Erepa mishuvayson oyavim nadovim. That when you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it like a nadov, like a present. In other words, the tshuva, the diburim, you say, your words, mamash Hashem accepts as if you brought him a present, you gave him a korban for a present. Tanya yomeyawayme. Gedoyla tshuva, tshuva is great. Shebishvil yochit shasa tshuva. If one private person did tshuva, moichlan l'chol olam kulay. Sometimes that could affect the whole world will have a mechila because of this one person. So you have to know how great it is for you yourself to do tshuva. Shenyam HaPosuk says, Erepa mishuvoysam, oyavim nedova, kishov api mimenu. So, mehem lenemer doesn't say from them. Doesn't say Hashem took away his anger from them because they did tshuva. Ela mimenu. That means from one person. In other words, mashma only if one person did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his anger from the whole Klal Yisrael. Kishav api mimenu. Ye mehem lenemer mimenu. Yes, but of course, if one person Hashem takes away his anger. Yeah. And the pshat could be is because we always say that Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazir, like everybody has to take care of one another. And also there's an Indian that a tzaddik amol, his chus, is moichel a lot of people. So Mila, could have a person that he's a sofik, he's a benini right now, is doubtful, is he a tzaddik or a rosha? If he does tshuva, he makes himself into a tzaddik. Now that he's a tzaddik, because that he's a tzaddik, Hashem will protect other people also. So because of one tshuva you do, you can make yourself into a tzaddik, and because of that, you can make it that Hashem will be meichel, take away his anger from a lot of other people also. Mahechi dami bal tshuva. What's considered the real bal tshuva? In other words, part of the tshuva really has three parts to it. But the first part of tshuva is charota. You have to feel bad what you did. Secondly, you have to have a ziva sachet. You have to make up your mind, you leave that aver, you'll never do it again. And then you have to have vidu, you have to speak out with your mouth that you speak out vidu, you feel bad, you say what you did wrong. Now, here, Posh, we're talking about what's called a ziva sachet. What's called you really leave over this avera, you're not going to do it again. What's called a good ziva sachet? Is Amrav Yehuda, kegoin shebos liyoda dvar avera, pam rishoina, ushniya, benitzelas himenu. It happened to you once that you had znus with an ish, let's say you live with a lady. And then later, you did tshuva, you felt bad, and it happened again that you met up with the same lady again, and she wanted to have znus again, and you didn't do it, that's called tshuva. That's called really aziva sachet. And mochu Rabbi Yehuda waved like, it means, b'oise isha, it means you met up with the same lady that you had znus before, you met up with her again. And b'oise peret, exact same time, like the same time of the day. And b'oise mokum, exact same place. And you didn't do the Avera the second time, so then we say, you know why you didn't do the Avera? Because you did tshuva. Like, if you're going to meet a different lady, so it's not a Rai, you're not having tshuva because of tshuva. It could be the reason why you're not doing it the Avera again, because you don't like this Isha. So that's why if it's the exact same Isha, so you had znus with her before, you liked her. So how come you're not doing it again now? Elamai, this is the Rai that you're doing tshuva shleima. That's why you're not doing it again. The same shot, Yisper, at the same time. Like maybe it will be a different time of the day. You'd say that time is a good time to do it. Now it's no good. That's why you're not doing it now. Or else, Yisimakim, it would be a different place. You'd say, this place, I'm ashamed to do it. But in that place, it was good to do it. So if you meet up with that same Misha at the exact same time, the exact same place, and you don't have znus with her, the reason why you're not doing it is only totally because you have tshuva shleima. So that's the raya that you really have aziva sachet. You're not going to do that very anymore. Yeah, bad enough. Yeah. You're right. The Rambam's lashon is something that you're dead, talumis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in your leg. There has to be such a strong Kabbalah, aziv zchet, that even if it happened to you, you wouldn't do it again, right? This is just right. A problem like how strong your Kabbalah has to be, your aziv has to be. Om Rav Yehuda, Rav Rom, Rav Yestestira. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ashrei Nesuya Pesha, Kisu Chato. It's very good to hide your averus. Don't tell people about the averus you did. Another passage says, "Mechaseb shav lo yasliach." If you hide the averus you did, you won't have a slacha. Mashmi, it's good to tell people about the averus you did. So what should you do? Should you tell people or not? So like Kash, there's no stira. Ho bechet mefursim. If it's a chet that everybody knows about it, then you should tell other people. And Rashi explains because maybe the person won't want to forgive you. So if you tell other people, they'll talk to that person. They'll make him forgive you. Kids, if everybody knows about it, you shouldn't deny it and just speak it out. No, that's Rashi, the next Rashi. It's a bechet mefursim, everybody knows about it. So Rashi says, Toiv lo isha yoida, it's good that you should admit it. V'yizbayish, and you'll have bush, you'll be embarrassed, and you'll have ikaporam. But don't deny it. If everybody knows about it, you shouldn't deny it, you should admit it, and you'll have Yabush and have Kapora. But if it's an Aver, people don't know about it, then there's no mitzvah for you to tell people about it. Rav Zutri about Tuvi Yomar, another teretz, that Tuvi Zutri Yomar of Nachman, that can't be Aver Shebod Benod Machaveroi. If it's an Aver that you did something wrong to your friend, then you should tell people about it. And here Rashi explains, you should tell people that will make the other person forgive you. If you only ate chaz, you did an aver between you and Hashem, then there's no need to tell everybody. Why should you tell people? The more you tell, just make a big chil Hashem, people know you did an avera. It's kedai just to keep it yourself and do tshuva, not to tell people. Tani Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Weimer. Odom oiver avera pam rishoyna moichel moich. Person does an avera once, you can have kapora, Hashem will forgive you. Shaniya moichel moich. But if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. Shlishis moichel moich. Of Revius, once you did the same Avera four times already, then ain't Moichlan Loi. Then they don't forgive you in Shemayim. In other words, it's very hard for you to do tshuva. It's very hard to do it. Shenem the Apostle says, Koyamar Hashem, Al Shloishep Shoy Yisrael, on three Averas Klai Yisrael did, but V'Al Arbo, on the fourth one, Loi Yashivenu. Then I won't accept the tshuva anymore. Then it's going to be very, very hard to do tshuva. V'Yomer, another Apostle says, Hein Kol Elo Yifol, El Pamayim, Sholosh,
Im Gover.
What do I need a second pasuk for? Like, what do we have to bring down a second pasuk here? Mashed also the same thing. They have to three times. The fourth time, Hashem doesn't forgive you anymore. So Mora says, that's only maybe by a tzibur when the rabbin does the chet four times, Hashem doesn't forgive anymore. If a private person, it's not so big the aver, it's a big aver when everybody does it, then you have to four times, you're not forgiven. But if only a private person does the aver, maybe you will be forgiven even after four times. Toshma, the second posik. Pain kolelo yifal el pamayim shalosh im gover. Right. Tona rabbonim. Averish is vadavaleim yom kippur zeh. And averus that you did this Yom Kippur, this year, lo yisvad aleim Yom Kippurim acher. The next year on Yom Kippur, don't have to repeat the averus you did and ask for kapara a second time. That's only providing that you didn't do the aver in between. Like last year, you ate chazir. So on that Yom Kippur, you asked mechila. Now this next coming year, you didn't eat chazir at all. So there comes the next Yom Kippur, you don't have to speak out that you once ate chazir. Let's say throughout the second year, you also did the aver, then avada, sorach lesvadis. Then you do have to say vidu, speak it out, yes, for kapora. Yom Kippur Achron, the next Yom Kippur. V'yim lo shon obem, let's say somebody did not do the aver a second time. The chosiv is vadalein, but he still went and said vidui on it the second Yom Kippur, is all of our kosovim on him, the pasuk says, kekelev shav akeyev, like a dog coming back to his vomit, and ksil shayna bivaltoi, or ksil a fool who's doing the aver or doing the second time. In other words, it's not nice to speak out the aver if you don't have to. So if you spoke out last year, you said vidui, and you mentioned that avera, and the next year you didn't do the avera at all, the next Yom Kippur you should not mention the avera a second time. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oymer, no. Kol shchein shu meshuvah. He goes, no, it's a good thing to do, even though this year you didn't do the avera, but it's still you passed the same vidui this year and the avera you did last year also. That's also okay. Shneim the pasuk says, keep sure any yeda, I remember my chatoyim. The chatos in negdi somer, it's always in front of me. Smell, it's good to always ask for kapara. Even though you asked for it last year, you could ask for it again. If so, elamani mekayim, what do I do with this post that says the kelev shavakeyu, like a dog coming back to his vomit, mashmi, you should not do something a second time. It's no good to do it a second time. So Marian says, kederavhuna, diyamarevhuna, kivan sha'ovar odem avera, if a person does an avera once, vishona boni, does it a second time, hutraloi, it's like it's mamash hutra, he thinks he's allowed to do it. For the Gemara, Hutrulai, is it really, is it Hutr? Is he allowed to do it really? It's like a battle, could you really think it's Hetr? He's allowed to do it? If Hutr's still not very, he can't do it. Elaim, you mean to say like this. Nasis like Hetr. To him, it becomes as if it's Mutr. In other words, the first time you do an Aver, you feel bad. The second time you do it, you don't feel bad somewhere anymore. The Etzara got to you already. He'll talk it into you, not doing anything wrong, it's not so bad. And Avad and Avadi, we do it three or four or five times, like that's the problem with us. That once you do an Aver, a few times already, it's not like Hetr. Someone tell you doing an avera? What are you talking about? It's okay, I'm allowed to do it. That's the problem. You do something a few times already, it's not like a heter. That's what keshev al kei. When a kelev you do an avera twice, that's terrible. V'tzorach l'demor v'ayte, v'tzorach l'farat esachet. On Yom Kippur, you have to speak out each avera that you did, b'shash you're saying vidui. Shenem HaNapozik says, ono chotu amazeh chato gedoylo, v'yasul hem lo hezov. that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke out the aver about the Chet Hegel, he spoke out what they did. So Moshe by saying, Vidu, you have to speak out the exact Chet. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's what Yehuda ben Bava says, you're supposed to speak out the aver. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The Pasuk says, Ashrei Nesuya Feshek Yesuya Chator. It's good to hold back, don't reveal the averus you did. So even when you're asking tshuva, you're saying vidui, you don't have to speak out the exact averi. You can just say, avla nachto chatonu. That's all. Abazoy elo mahu shomar, Moshe vayas lehem elohezov. So what's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked for vidui to forgive, Klai Yisrael, he spoke out exactly the averi they did, they made the golden calf, they made the chet regal, and the morkid of Rabbi Yanai. The Yomar Rabbi Yanai, Omar Moshe lehem elohezov, Baruch Rabbeinu Shalulam. Kesev Zov Shehirbos Lem Yisrael. The fact that you yourself gave them a lot of gold, Ashamru Dai, until they said we have enough, Gorim Lahem Shayasu Elohei Zov, is because you gave them too much gold, that's what they did the Chet Egel. In other words, don't blame them so much, you gave them too much good, by the Tzias Mitzrayim, by the Kriyas Yamsov, they got so much gold and jewelry, so they had nothing to do with it. So therefore, when Aaron told them, throw all your silver, all the jewelry, into the fire, everybody took their Nizom, took their jewelry, and gave it over. So it's because that you gave them too much gold, that's what caused them to do the Aveira. So that's a little like a little piece for Klai Yisrael. Right? Shnei Panosim, Toivim, Omdu Lehem Yisrael. There were two big leaders that Klai Yisrael had. Moshe v'David. Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe Rama, Moshe said, Yichtav Sukhoni. In the Drag Moshe, he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, write in the Torah exactly for what Aveira I did that I'm getting my punishment. Shnei Manaposik says, Yan lo yamantem bilak disheni. And the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, because he hit the stone instead of talking to the stone. He didn't make enough of a Kiddush Hashem. Yan lo yamante bilak tishenu. He didn't have enough trust in Hashem to make enough of a Kiddush Hashem. That was Moshe's Averim, because of that he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem came David, when David told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al yichtoiv suchoni, don't write down the Averim that I did. Shenema, by David it says, Ashrei nesu yefeshek su yechator. It's good to hide it and don't reveal it. Why? Tamar explains, Moshe de Moshe v'David, Lama d'Avodayma, what's the example to? L'shtei Noshim, my two wives, two ladies, She'aloka b'Bezdin. They both went to Bezdin, they both had a psaked in that they did something wrong, they both going to get punished, they both get killed. Is Achas Kukula, one taka did znus, terrible Avera, V'yachas Ochlo Paki Shvius, and one Isha only ate a little bit of Peri Shvius, not so the Felech. Is Omru Len Oysa Sh'ochlo Peri Shvius. The second lady that did the smaller Aveira, she only ate the fruits of Shvius when you weren't supposed to, she said the Bakosha Mikem, Hoidiyu al Mahi Loika. I want you to please tell everybody why I'm getting my punishment. Shloyermu, people should not say, Al Mashi, Zu Loika, Zu Loika. The same way that Isha, the first one, getting a punishment because she had Znus, she was a Zaina, people shouldn't say, Me too, I'm also a Zaina. So she wanted them to please explain why she's getting a punishment. Therefore, they hung on her neck the Paris of Shvius, the people should know that's the reason why she's getting a punishment. They said in front of her, they said, the reason why she's getting a punishment is because she ate Shvius. She ate these Paris Shvius, that's not so gefährlich. So, that the Rashi is Pagi Shvius, Tainim, Shlevishma Kotzork, and Rachmanam, Avoysa Shabbos Oritz, Lachem, Liochlo, Liochlo, Lehesed. You're only allowed to eat the fruit when it's ripe. You're not allowed to take an unripe fruit, take it off the trees and eat it on trees. That's called you ruining the pears. The Torah only gave you a head to eat the fruit and not to ruin them. So if you pull off an unripe fruit from the tree on trees, that's the Aveira. So that's what she did. So kids, that's the Mashal also. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his Aveira to be written in the Torah. That people shouldn't say, like, why didn't the rest of Klai Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael? They all died out in the Midbar. Because they had the Chet of the Meraglim, a terrible Chet. They were Meraglim, they said connected to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe didn't want that when he doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael, his Avera, people think also, you know why Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael? Because he also had this terrible Chet. Moshe didn't want that. So that's why Moshe wanted his Avera should be written in the Torah. No, for this reason, I have my Chet. I have my punishment. And not for the bigger of the Chet of the Meraglim. All right, stop here.